Item six, consider and take possible action on changes to the travel policy.
Richard and I believe Jordan.
Karen, this was...
Well, it's Karen's and mine. So there's a memo from Karen in your packet on the travel policy about travel expenses, and basically that they should be necessary and reasonable for the board to approve. And then there is a memo, I'm really condensing this, I know. There's a memo from me that takes the current paragraphs on the travel policy and incorporates those changes into them. I wanted to note on my memo on, under reimbursable expenses, number three, the one thing that didn't get redlined is I removed domestic from the air travel, because it's really, as we become more global, domestic doesn't need to be in there anymore. But this was all done as a result of the board discussion regarding for longer flights, Economy Plus, which, so we put it in the schedule for any nonstop flight time of 6 hours or more, and to cover early check-in fee, and that would be the Southwest $12.50. What I also did is put in incidentals such as checked luggage, because when our travel policy was last redone, the airlines were not at that point charging for luggage.
This says, the correction or the addition in red says for international scheduled flights having a scheduled nonstop flight of 6 hours or more. What about domestic flights that are 6 hours or more?
That's what you just mentioned.
No, I said that I removed number three for domestic air travel. Oh. So the request was originally for international.
Well, the other part, we don't have it anymore, but we used to have a manager in Alaska that was domestic. But anyway, maybe we should take out international and put domestic. I mean, there are circumstances where...
Just leave flights.
Right. Yeah.
Schedule flights.
Yeah. You know, we used to have this in a policy. And we used the terms in those days because three-class airplanes were more common. And a flight over an X number of hours, and I don't know if it was six or four, we could go up to the business class, not the first, okay, up to business class. And that was a big contention issue, and we voted, and the policy that's in black pretty much is what we voted on. So maybe helpful. Because I'm not sure who was here when we voted the policy. Maybe we should look at what the policy was, because it had moved from one level to another level, and now we're kind of drifting back in. There wasn't anything about early bird check-in, of course, but you know, the whole thing is maybe it'd be helpful. I don't think it was, but
this is the old policy, just with the
addition. No, there was a policy that allowed.
There was a way old one,
but we changed. I see what you're saying.
Way old.
Right, we took the stuff out, and now you're putting it back in. And I'm just saying, maybe it'd be helpful to understand why it was taken out by a previous board. It certainly is this board's prerogative to overturn any previous board's decision, but there was some passion in when we did this last time.
I did call other counties, and there, most of the counties stay at coach, sometimes economy plus like we're doing. There are a couple that actually, when you're over 6 hours, do a business class. I don't recommend going there. I just don't think in the public that's necessary and reasonable.
Mike's question goes to the early bird check-in. Do we have, do we always fly Southwest? Is there a policy?
No, but usually if there is a savings, that might be an additional cost.
Well, so that's where I want to go on this, is that if... Because I think airlines market themselves as a lower expense, and then they add on all these charges. So when Cicera staff is making travel arrangements, I know what that's like. Sometimes I always go to Southwest. I always know what it's like. Do they do comparison shopping? And because one reason I hate Southwest is for all this and whatever. But if you fly West Coast, I go to Alaska because it's pretty much the same flight expense, and they don't have the early bird check-in, and you can get your own seat. So does that process go on?
The process goes on. Many times it's timing issues. And let me just make this comment. I ran into a county department head on my last flight. They were going business class on Southwest, which means in the very top of the A's, I was back at the end of the B's. I was kind of amazed. So it's obviously already being done at the county level.
a degree way above what we're asking for.
Well, I'll check into that, but my point is, and I will, because I just see an editorial online. No, but my point is, a group of us are going to fly somewhere. Do we look at Southwest is $100, and then we want the early bird check-in? It's really $25 because it's a round-trip thing. So it's $125. But if we want ABC company, it's only $100 without that. Do we do that? That's what I want. Okay. I don't want this to be a policy that we're always flying Southwest and we're always doing early bird check-in. That's what I'm trying to get away from.
No, but I can't always stick to that one about lowest price either. Because we've got timing issues, we've got
and I understand
issues.
All that. Okay, so I understand
some
all that.
They have other jobs too.
Yeah,
some of us have jobs, and many of us have to work these things.
Well,
but yes, it will be taken into consideration. I can say
so. We're not always going to be
not
doing.
Always, no.
It's so basically.
It's for convenience more when Southwest is the most convenient and price effective.
All right,
way to go.
I'd like to suggest on two that we stop after early check-in fee. And delete the rest of it, just because on a flight for other reasons on Southwest recently, I ended up in the seas, and so went up and just purchased an early check-in at the counter, and that's $40. So I'd get away from the dollar amount because you get charged different amounts depending on when you do it, and just leave it that we cover a early check-in fee.
Richard, did you have a comment on that, Richard? Or?
Yeah, my comment.
I have an additional comment.
I was just going to, I think that we'd be best served if we had a policy that didn't delve into United Airlines and Southwest Airlines.
Well, this one doesn't.
There's American, and you mentioned Alaska, because these are kind of getting really focused. But I'm certainly okay with, because we have this current international trip coming up, that we allow that to happen, but I'm really hesitant to put in things that are really pointed at certain airlines, because American might have some other, Alaska, Virgin, trying to think, JetBlue members have flown. I mean, if we go with this and something like JetBlue does, do we bring it in? Is there a way of having kind of a global look?
Well, isn't this the policy here?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're changing?
Yes.
Now, it doesn't mention airlines or prices.
Right.
I was just.
But the red does.
No, it doesn't.
There was one policy that I saw that actually went into more specifics. Since blankets aren't covered anymore, we'll cover incidentals such as these things because they deemed them necessary and reasonable for travel. So we could state it in such a way. Incidentals deemed reasonable and necessary for travel, such as
early bird check-in,
or just early check-in fees, checked luggage.
I think you just leave it at luggage and early check-in.
I don't know that I would need any of
those.
Here's my suggestion: is that you put the words "when appropriate" after CCCERA in the last sentence. So we'll be reimbursed by CCERA when appropriate,
and
period.
And it's up to me to argue with everybody.
That's
no.
Right.
Okay. If we leave the term in Economy Plus, that is a registered term that United Airlines does
right.
For a particular form of seating. So we didn't mention United. We are mentioning United Airlines. And I'll bet you early bird check-in is a fee imposed by Southwest Airlines only. And again, we are focusing on two airlines, and the policy ought to be global enough, and I like to think when reasonable, and you know, you are reasonable, Marilyn, so it's not going to be hard to sort it out, and we are reasonable.
Can't we take the word bird out and the quotes?
Early check-in
early
and
check
take
in.
The quotes out.
Early
check-in
bird out
fee.
And the
take
quotes.
Out economy plus.
Take out the IE economy plus.
Bird.
I think it looks fine.
Well, I like the early recommendation, incidentals. Deemed necessary for just something generic.
That's a good global, yeah, or generic.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just one other thought. Hopefully it's minor. It kind of addresses your point, I think. Just some thought where it starts out red, for international scheduled. I think we're taking the word international out.
Yes.
If we could just call it for commercial flights. Having a scheduled nonstop. We're kind of overdoing scheduled.
Yeah, I don't know
what a scheduled flight is. if you put in commercial flight, then that keeps people from taking a Learjet, too.
There's one situation that just popped into my head, and Southwest is unique for this, is that they have a flights that are a stop, but you don't change planes. So
right.
You don't actually get off out of your seat, and it could extend beyond the period of time.
And they've never done that.
I mean, that's just a quirky thing that they kind of.
But I'm serious with my suggestion. If you were just to say for.
Don't need early check-in, though.
Yeah. If it were just to say for.
How about the time I had to stay on the tarmac for 3 hours?
You're not a flight.
It wasn't scheduled.
For commercial flights.
Or just say for commercial flights instead of for scheduled flights. Just say for. Just add the.
Okay, for commercial flights having a scheduled nonstop flight time of 6 hours or more.
That's fine.
And so we're going to.
Okay. And then I certainly agree with the suggestion of taking out Economy Plus and taking out and removing the bird, if you'll pardon the expression.
All right, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Here, just a second. Karen?
I think maybe instead of saying IE Economy Plus, you can change that to EG Economy Plus. That is a specific example, but right before it, you have the general category, which is additional legroom. That's really what you are approving, is additional payment for receiving additional legroom. And an example of that would be Economy Plus, which is particular to one airline. But my comment was going to be more general than that. The board is looking at specific wording. But what I think the board should do is address each of these two expenses separately, have a separate motion on each, and have a discussion and a determination about whether or not you deem these expenses to be reasonable and necessary.
Point of order, why does that have to be separated? I'm okay with discussing whether it's reasonable, but why do you have to decide whether this is reasonable and then that's reasonable?
In terms of the two types of things,
yeah.
One appears to be the additional legroom, which right. You want to discuss whether or not that's a necessary and reasonable expense. The other one is, and that's where we get into the specifics, it says early bird check-in, but I think what you're talking about is really early check-in fees.
Yeah, but you know, to me, it's all air travel, though. I mean, I hear you, but.
It's all about where your seat is.
It's item three is air travel, sort of one subject to me.
I agree. Let's change it to the IE to EG, because that means, for example, not that is.
Right.
Take out bird. And with Scott saying, by Cicera as deemed appropriate.
Okay, I'll try. I don't know if that was a motion. I'll try this. I'm going to move staff recommendation with the following changes: strike international schedule, insert commercial. In the paren, at line 4. Change IE to EG, otherwise leave it as is. In the final sentence, insert deemed necessary after incidental, so that it should read incidentals deemed necessary, such as check luggage and so forth. And strike bird and the quotes from early check-in. That's my motion.
Can I put fee in after early check-in fee?
Yes.
Yes, I'll accept
second.
That.
Second.
Why wouldn't you put the early
does
bird
that
in
motion print? Have within it the determination that the board perhaps is making, but should make, it's a necessary part of this motion, about whether or not this is a reasonable and necessary expense?
That's where the as deemed appropriate, well, just as deemed necessary, reasonable and necessary.
I'd like to amend the motion to include that this board deems changes to this policy as necessary and reasonable expenses.
That's sufficient, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second? And word.
For second?
The motion's now longer than the policy, but that's all
right.
That's
right.
Yeah. Recorded.
Okay, so Scott made the motion. Yours is an additional
amendment
to the motion. Scott, you accept the amendment?
Oh, accept the amendment.
Okay. And the second accepts the
fine.
Amendment. Okay. Any further comment on that, Richard?
Yeah, I do. I'm not opposed to where we're kind of going with this, but I hear what Karen's saying. I think that was the big driver last time we changed the policy to get to this policy, and it was a lowering. Okay, that's when we put the limits on how much you could use for food and stuff like that. It was kind of overall. So, you know, this is really about seats.
It's more than that.
Well, I see early check-in. The only purpose of it being is you get to choose your seat first and Southwest.
No, it's about carrying your luggage on, because if you're in
space
B40 and back, you have to check your luggage. You can't carry on.
No,
so if you're going on a quick trip where, you know, sometimes these site visits, we're having to get there at a certain time, like Denver. We got a 10 o'clock meeting. It's all about time and moving through these airports.
So.
No, I see what you're saying, because if all the bins are full, they make you check your luggage, right, even though you wanted to carry one on. And so
I've lost luggage twice
everybody.
In the last year.
Okay, but every airline does that currently. The overhead bins do fill up.
Right.
And if you're at the back of the plane, well, in United, if you're boarding group five.
Five or back.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? But it's all about getting the seat, and now you're talking about the luggage.
No, but look at it this way. Time is money. Why should you wait at baggage claim? If you're doing carry-on and you're on a business trip and we're trying to go to Jersey somewhere, we'll pick a place. Why should we stand around at baggage claim because we had to check baggage when we could have just put the dang thing on the overhead, walked off the plane with it, got into the cab or whatever, and got into the meeting? That's real, to me, it's about time and money. It's not about where the seat is. It's about convenience because you're on business travel. I'm not there for pleasure.
I certainly hear that, but I don't even think the trip is done on time and money.
Well, I think it is for some of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some of us,
this is a voluntary job for us. We don't get paid to travel.
I've flown 80 times. My thing in my online account says I've flown 80 times on Southwest this year. I can tell you that the advantage of having, I get early check-in as part of, because I fly so much. But if I didn't have that, the time wasted standing around baggage claims and whatnot, it'd just be crazy to me. So it is about time and money. It's not about where the seat is.
Okay. And I'll just say that I get the same privileges on United. This system is not paying for my economy plus, because I travel so much, I get it. But I still believe that everybody should be able to travel more efficiently for this board.
Okay. Harvey probably gets to sit in the pilot seat.
He's in the jump seat.
Are we ready to vote? With the motion in mind, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
One opposed. Abstentions?
Nay.
Abstention.
Abstention.
Motion carried. Okay.
Talk about upgrading snacks.
Yeah, the bagels are good now.
Because I'd like to go to a better bag.
I meant to say yay.
Okay, consider and take possible action on board meeting schedule for 2014. The only suggestion that I would have is on the proposed.